Thanks so much for joining us as we continue this season of Lent together. I've enjoyed this time of just looking at passages that lead us to surrender. And we're going to, as we work our way to Easter, we're going to be looking at the story that surrounded Jesus raising a dead man from the grave. Many of you know his name. His name is Lazarus. John chapter 11, 5 and 6. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Now, that's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? When he heard that Lazarus was sick, he just stayed where he was for 2 days longer. So today's passage says that Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. But he heard he was sick, and he just stayed put. That's curious, isn't it? Don't you think Jesus should have rushed to the scene and healed Lazarus before he died? Well, with Jesus, there's always a bigger plan. Jesus was waiting for Lazarus to die. Let me say that again in case you missed it. Jesus was waiting for Lazarus to die. Healing always demonstrated his power over sickness, but days before the cross, raising a dead man to life would demonstrate his power over death. You see, he was preparing people for his resurrection. You may feel like Jesus is holding out on you. Today, you feel like you need him right now and right here, and he's kind of staying where he is. You may feel like he's staying away from you during your time of need. Well, I don't know Jesus' plan for you. Only he knows that. I just know that his plan is bigger than yours and is bigger than mine. So wait on him and trust him. He'll show up at just the right time. Father, I pray for the person who feels like you're holding out on them. Remind them today that you have a great plan. You have a greater plan. Help them to trust you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.